Unit 1, page 4. Read.
What's in a name? Names are different from culture to culture. As a result, students in English language classrooms sometimes need to make adjustments. Yevdokia Ivanovna Dutrova and Jorge Santiago Garcia de Gonzalez provide two interesting examples. Yevdokia Ivanovna Dutrova is from Russia, but this year she's working and studying in Canada. Yevdokia is an old-fashioned name, but it's coming back into style. Because her classmates find it difficult to pronounce her name, they use Yevdokia's nickname, Duzya. In Russia, students always call their teachers by their first name and middle name. For example, Viktor Antonovich or Katya Antonovna. A Russian middle name is a patronymic. It comes from the father's first name and means son of or daughter of. So Antonovich means son of Anton, and Antonovna means daughter of Anton. Russian students don't use titles like Mr., Mrs., Miss, Ms., or Professor. Now, Duzya sometimes hears these titles in class. In addition, several of her English teachers actually prefer to be called by just their first name. Duzya says, "In the beginning, this was very hard for me to do. It still seems a little disrespectful, but I'm getting used to it." Jorge Santiago Garcia de Gonzalez comes from Mexico City. He's currently taking English classes at a language institute in the United States. Jorge is his first or given name, and Santiago is his middle name. His last name consists of not one, but two family names. Garcia is from his father's family, and Gonzalez from his mother's family. Unfortunately, people in the United States often think his name is Mr. Gonzalez, but it's actually Mr. Garcia. To avoid the confusion, Jorge is now planning to use Garcia only. His friends are always trying to convince him to use the English name George instead of Jorge. However, he doesn't feel comfortable with an English name. He says, "I like my name, and I don't want to lose my identity." Names have a clear connection to culture and personal identity. What does your name say about you? It probably says a great deal about where you are from and who you are.